Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.
Hey, baby.
I got a lot of money.
Howard, please. This is beneath
you. No, this is exactly me.
Casanova.
You are evil, Demeter.
What you call me? It's not true.
Is it joke, my darling?
Why do you men so treasure this joking so?
Do you love me?
What can I say when you ask? You shouldn't ask, you know. I'll tell you when I feel like it.
Would you like me to give you something to make you sleep?
Now, there's a good idea.
All right, then. Come with me.
Welcome to another look at the Bon Vivants, playboys, and those who lived a jet-setter lifestyle, the tango pirates, and just what makes these men who they are. Tonight, Prince Dado Raspoli, the rumoured inspiration for Marcello Mastroianni's character in La Dolce Vita. The name, of course, Raspoli, dates back over 1,200 years, to the point there is even a castle, Raspoli, home to one of the most beautiful Renaissance gardens in Italy, and a portrait of Dado himself oversees the occupants of the main bedroom, a wry, long-limbed man with a cigarette in hand. He was the son of an industrial heiress and a poet who fought in both world wars. Alessandro soon became the epicenter of the high society world and filled his black book with the aristocratic royalty of the day. At one point, sharing a flat in the south of France with Roger Vadim and Jane Fonda, his circle included Orson Welles, who taught him magic and hypnosis, Jean Cocteau, who helped him give up cocaine, Federico Fellini, who based his most iconic film on him, Pablo Picasso, the Rolling Stones, Truman Capote, and Salvador Dali. His obituary recounts that Orson Welles once asked him what he would like to see happen. Looking around the cafe, Raspoli said nothing would please him more than the gorgeous woman at the next table to drop her Bloody Mary down the front of her shirt. And surprise, surprise, the glass obliged. Now, his dress sense was at least a decade ahead of his time. As The Guardian says, 15 years before Carnaby Street or the hippie movement, he was traipsing around barefoot or in bright red trousers with moccasins to match. 20 years before punk, he dyed coloured streaks into his hair. An eccentric rebel, quietly aware of his own image, he would often be spotted and famously photographed in 1950 on Capri with a crow on his shoulder, like an urbane pirate. He later said the crow was hurt and that he was taking it back to his hotel to care for it. He combined a soft spot for yoga and transcendentalism with a lifelong love of the arts as a patron to ballet and musical companies, and he even dabbled in acting and had a small part in Godfather 3. A busboy once asked, "Haven't you ever worked?" And he said, "No, I've never had the time." He was too busy womanizing, perhaps, between the affairs and Dali's surrealist sex circuses. The wallowy and storm-sided prince married three times. His first marriage to Francesca de Baroni Blanc. That collapsed under numerous infidelities. The same year they split, he was arrested in Asia for possession of opium. A second marriage to Nancy de Chambéres befell a similar fate. But he had more luck with Patricia Genest, a former model 30 years his junior, for whom he vowed to renounce his partying ways, and with whom he had two children. Now, having said that he renounced his ways, the prince still enjoyed life to the final second. The night that he died, he organized a party to support the art of dance, and it came with one explicit instruction: please don't cancel anything. Another party for 600 people went ahead hours after his funeral, a ballet tribute to Bach and Vivaldi, so clearly Dado got what he wanted. He said, "I'm still a tree full of fruit, when all around me I see withered vines." Alessandro Raspoli had far more interesting things about him than other aristocrats, a worldly mesh of spiritual curiosity, genuine artistic taste, humour, sensitivity to nature. He's an interesting fellow, this Alessandro. He passed away in 2005 at the age of 80, which of course goes against a few of the rules that we've talked about when it comes to playboys, real lounge Lotharios, that they generally have to die young in a sports car. I guess he bends the rule a little bit in that he died throwing a party and being married with a couple of kids. So maybe not your traditional lounge Lothario that we've spoken about in this series, but still a very, very interesting fellow, no doubt. Thanks for joining me for another look at the anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.